much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
My question is, what the hell is this? I mean, what is this whole thing?
That's a great question. And isn't it really life's ultimate question? What is this whole thing? Does that answer it for you?
No. Not at all.
That's right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Okay, sir, do you have a computer?
Well, I go down to the YMCA and get on their computer.
And are you familiar with Mr. Skin?
Oh, yeah. My friend Murray at the Elks Club turned me on to it. Nice.
What do you like about it?
Boobies.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Not exactly the stuff erections are made of.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
W-O-W. Wow.
Roll another one.
Nice, spell it. I wonder if he's gay.
Just like the other one.
Give it up, what?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Girl, when are you gonna let me tap that ass?
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
This is worse than Armenian genocide.
Roll another one.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Just like the other one.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
This one seems to be about. I don't have another cent.
Danny needs a new pair of shoes and a gold watch and some hookers.
I don't want to guard that joint.
Isn't that supposed to hurt his testicles?
Just pass it around.
Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket.
I don't want to guard that joint, my friend.
No problem, man.
Just pass it on down.
And now,
what is your secret in staying young?
My secret in staying young? Well, I got three words. Poontang.
Our feature presentation.
That's bad grandpa right there.
Yes, it is.
That is bad grandpa. How early can you see that today, Kevin? Have you cleared your schedule?
10:30.
I'm not at all surprised.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, the 25th of October.
And the great Johnny Knoxville himself will be joining us later on today. But before we get into today's brand new Kevin and Bean Show, I have to tell you about my new girlfriend. Her name is Candace Armstrong.
She must be 90.
Let me see. She's actually only 28 years old. She is a former, I know, not my type, right? No. She may not be my type after all. She's a former barmaid who got hooked on steroids, decided she was going to start taking steroids, got into bodybuilding.
Okay.
Had an interesting journey. Apparently she did have some issues where she didn't like her body anyway, so she decided she was going to get fit. So she started out by taking pole dancing classes. Then she began working out in a gym. Then she became fixated with making her arms bigger, so she started buying steroids online.
Oh, no.
I was getting a bit of facial hair, belly hair, and my voice got deeper. My periods stopped, but I just blocked out a lot of it. I shaved to try to cover things up, but it was so gradual, so it wasn't so much of a shock. She added, I used to get a lot of attention from men. Now very few people found me attractive, but I can't say that I miss sex. I have no sex drive at all, and I'm more insecure than ever.
All right.
She's in an upcoming documentary, by the way. She spent over £1,000, which I think we think roughly is about $2,000.
I think so, yeah.
Has often been asked to leave ladies' restrooms in bars and nightclubs because she looks so much like a man.
Wow. Well, sounds sexy.
She says the most shocking aspect of her story, though, is that she has grown a penis.
What? No, yeah, I've never heard of that.
She now has a penis. The penis is most likely her enlarged clitoris, apparently. It has just expanded with the steroid use.
How many many steroids is she taking?
I am tweeting a link to the article and a photo right now.
Yes.
All right, yes.
You might want to take a look at her because I'm telling you that you in a million years, it's up now, you in a million years would never think this was a woman if you saw her. If you saw her working out next to you at the gym, you would not believe that it is a woman. Let's see here. The level of her addiction she's under must be extremely high when you consider that despite these major life-changing developments, she is still continuing to take the steroids and is still working out three times a day.
Oh, my God.
The one bright spot, she has managed to start working as a drag act, which is something she has always wanted to do. So she has some gender identity issues.
Yeah, clearly.
That's
You see the photo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, guy or girl?
Well, yes. That's right. Correct. That's correct. Guy or girl.
No woman has ever built up guns like those.
Those are guns.
Yeah. I've never seen arms like that on a woman. No. I never have. I mean, you think about, you have the image in your mind when you hear us talking about female bodybuilding, and you think about women who are just super, super buff, who are lifting weights and stuff like that. This isn't that. This is, she could be in the Expendables.
What yes. is, what is the actor's name who is playing a woman on Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, Walter Goggins.
Yes, Walter Goggins.
He's playing a woman.
Yes,
it's a recurring character. He's back right now.
Gigantic boobs.
Yeah,
and just the worst man hands you've ever seen.
He plays it so well, though. Doesn't he?
He does.
He does. He's a very likable character on the show. Yeah, he's from Justified. That actor from Justified, but he has a recurring role over on Sons too.
He used to be on The Shield. He was one of the guys on The Shield.
That's right. Oh. That's right.
Sons has been so awesome.
But this girl, by the way, Candace, could kick her ass.
Yeah,
well,
Candace
sure looks like it.
No, Candace.
Candace could kick any of our asses.
Yeah, all of us at once.
So anyway, you might want to
good times.
Check out the photo. Look, I'm not making fun of transgender people here. I'm not making fun of people who work out. But there's something that ain't right here.
This particular person.
Candace has some decisions she needs to make.
Yeah, well, nice.
It doesn't say anywhere in this article, by the way, and maybe we'll wait for the documentary. It doesn't say that she wants to be a man. It doesn't say that that's her goal. It said she had body issues with being a, you know, the way she looked before. But it doesn't. There's nothing in here that says she's interested in sex reassignment surgery.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I guess she doesn't really need it. If she's already grown her own penis and her breasts have already shriveled up because of the steroids, I guess what would be left to do for sexual reassignment surgery?
That's true.
She's kind of done it on her own.
Change your passport.
Right. Just change your password. Exactly. So anyway, good times. I know that a lot of people maybe don't want to hear about penises at 5:30 in the morning, but
Lisa always does.
Sometimes it just needs to be done.
That's right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No, dude, look. I mean, really, right?
Right. Cousin Sal will be here with his NFL picks for week 8.
Mm-hmm. We're all begging at this point for Sal not to pick our teams to win.
Well, he did. he did pick Philadelphia last week and they got beat pretty bad. Gail Ann Hurd is one of the executive producers of The Walking Dead. We're going to talk to her today.
Excellent.
We have Taylor Williamson, who came in second on America's Got Talent.
Loser!
Which means not first. We have Mr. Skin on the program today. Bean needs to get his fix of of men.
Mr. Skin, second best human on earth.
Behind Weird Al?
Absolutely.
Quite a list you got there. Movie Beat, because it's Friday. And Johnny Knoxville, like Bean said, we have him talking about Bad Grandpa this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
How about some Showbiz Beat? First thing, bright and early, right now, with our friend Ralph Garman here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
How about some? Congratulations to Morena Baccarin of Homeland fame. She and her husband, Austin Chick, welcomed their first child into the world last Tuesday. She's married to a chick. Apparently, according to Us Weekly, the bouncing baby boy weighed in at almost 8 pounds and is named Julius. A perfectly normal, wonderful name for a lad.
Julius.
Sure, they'll call him Julie or Jules or Jew.
I doubt that.
They might. By the way, Morena Baccarin and I had the pleasure of meeting at the Comic-Con. The first year Homeland was on the air, they did a little panel for it, a mini panel amongst the Dexter and Shameless panels for Showtime.
Right.
And so they had Howard Gordon, the executive producer, and Morena came out to talk a little bit about it. And I'll tell you something, could not have been a sweeter, kinder, nicer lady.
I'm sorry, who did she play on that show?
His wife.
Oh, his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was also on V. She played Anna, the leader of the invasion on V.
I love her.
And she's just, she's also, of course, from Firefly. But just a, what a wonderful, wonderful lady. I couldn't be more happy for her and her husband. So congratulations to those guys. Here's a nice thing. James Franco seems like a, just he's out there, right? He's just he's,
he does seem out on his own little island.
He's operating at another frequency,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
But he seems like a decent guy. Apparently, according to Us Weekly magazine, he was doing a photo shoot on location, and he found out that the daughter of the man who owned the house they were shooting at was just devastated. Teenage girl devastated because her boyfriend had dumped her. So James found out about it and went to talk to the girl, and he said, get your camera out, and gave her a huge hug and had someone take a picture of it. And he said, post this on Facebook and make that bastard eat his heart out. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing for James Franco to do.
Or if it's just his way to try to feel up a teenage girl, you ever think about that?
No, no one thought about that. Zero people had that reaction.
Like, he's zooming her is what it sounds like to me.
Is he? Is he zooming her?
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin from 1985?
Yes.
What is happening?
I'm just saying. You make it sound like
nobody
he's doing her a favor.
Nobody says he's zooming her.
You make it sound like he's doing it for her. Maybe he's doing it for him. Right. I don't trust that.
That's
James.
Creepy.
I don't trust that James Franco at all.
Wow. How is it possible to take a negative view of that story?
Well, he's been. It's unbelievable.
He's very much like Kevin, by the way, who goes in for the hug with the celebrity guests that come in.
Do I zoom them as well?
You do.
Is Kevin zooming?
Yes, he
Who's
is.
Zooming who? That's what I want to know.
Come
you know
on,
how,
Bean.
You know how Kevin reaches in for the hug and insists on it? Maybe that's what James Franco
Don't
is
Don't try
like.
To deflect the zooming.
Come on, let's talk about zooming.
Let's talk about the zooming.
Is he zooming her?
Maybe
Come
he is.
Come on!
You don't know me.
Come
you
back to 2013.
Time for you to get back in the DeLorean and get to 88 miles per hour, Bean. And this is refreshing.
You don't know, man.
You don't know, man. This is refreshing. You don't often hear an actor admit that he was in a piece of crap movie. Usually, they go out on the press junkets and they just rave. And then if it's a stinker, it comes out and they never speak of it again. But Alec Baldwin's a different breed of cat. He said that Rock of Ages was a horrible movie.
Really?
He said, I wondered, what have I done a week into filming?
Oh, that sucks.
And the final product, he called a complete disaster. God bless him for being honest, and boy, was he right. Congratulations to a backdoor teen mom, Farrah Abraham.
Farrah Abramson?
Abraham. She's got a new boyfriend.
Oh, great.
There's a guy who wants to go there.
Hmm.
Sounds like they're a match made in heaven, too. He is a DJ named Brian Daw.
Would you say he's zooming her?
He's zooming her. He's definitely zooming her, Kevin. Yes.
Do they meet on the freeway of love, Ralph? Does
yes, I believe they did.
Yeah. I hope this is Friday. I need a couple days off.
You know what?
Just away
You're
from
in luck.
Bean.
You're in luck.
Got to get away from Bean.
It is Friday. I just checked the calendar.
All right, good.
He, of course, is from Florida. This DJ Brian Daw. By the way, anybody can just slap DJ in front of their name. There should be some sort of test you have to take, like a doctor.
Yeah.
Sure.
Call yourself a DJ. He has, according to his arrest record, 37 driving infractions.
37?
Uh-huh. He has been popped for failing to pay highway tolls on 13 occasions. He's been caught driving on a suspended license 3 times and operating an unsafe car twice. What's an unsafe car? Is something that just the top has been chopped off?
Yeah. Like one of those like planes, trains, and automobiles.
Exactly. Cars no on doors, fire. No, car, no roof, freezing cold. Yeah, he sounds like a winner. I hope they'll be very happy together.
That's sweet.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Katy Perry celebrates her 29th birthday.
All right, then.
Yeah. You know, it's a funny story this week. Daniel Radcliffe admitted that he was at some event and Katy Perry was there, and he said he got too shy. He couldn't introduce himself.
Really?
Yeah. He was such a fan, and she's so hot that he opted not to. He said to myself, I thought myself, what if she thinks you're some teenage fanboy? I guess when you look 13, it's kind of hard to.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's pretty well known, though. Wouldn't most people recognize Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, I would
point?
Think so, yeah.
I think he's one of those people who has genuine humility and doesn't assume and probably was just nervous about meeting legendary Katy Perry. Craig Robinson. How great's Craig Robinson?
He's the best.
He's the best. He is 42 years old today. Adam Goldberg, the actor, is 43. Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers and upcoming Anchorman 2 is 52 years old today.
No, that's Will Ferrell.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's not the one that looks like him anyway, is it?
Is Chad the one
that looks like him?
Yeah. Dead ringer, and he loves being told that.
Yes, he does. He finds it very, very funny.
He's never heard it before.
Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons, is 56. And Ed Robertson, guitarist and now lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me and saying, get back together, come back and see me. Yeah. 3 days to the living room.
That's Stephen Page, their former lead singer on that track, and they haven't had a hit since he left. So congratulations, Bare Naked Ladies. Ed Robertson is 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Guys, I'm seriously thinking about going to a movie this weekend.
Nope,
is what we heard.
That's what he said.
Fits in the tantrums.
Maybe I said no
because you never go and you always talk about it.
Yeah. I might go. I'm the guy who sees everything 3 months late because I never go to a theater.
He said yesterday.
Right. Now he's saying he's going and then Monday we're going to go, how was it? And he's going to go, didn't go.
I never got around to it. Marty came by to burn some brush.
And Zoom my wife. All right. It's time to check out the movies for those of you that may go.
In a world someone has been watching, one man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Limited selection this weekend. Not a lot of new movies.
So why did you choose this weekend, Bead? Nothing big coming out that you want to see, right?
When you haven't seen anything, there's plenty to choose from. I think the guys talked me into going to see Gravity. That sounds like the best deal going out there right now.
It's a good choice. In limited release this weekend, a movie called Capital opens up. It is a film by Costa-Gavras, who, if you know him, he's a legendary Greek filmmaker. M, of course, was a major milestone film for him. He's done a bunch of good work. Not in a while, though, so this is his first film in a while. Gabriel Byrne stars. It is a social thriller. A newly appointed CEO of a giant European investment bank works to hold on to his power when an American hedge fund company tries to buy out his company. So a thoughtful piece. May not be for everyone. Also opening up this weekend.
Wait, is there a bad grandpa in that one?
No, it turns out there isn't.
All right.
Nor is there one in The Counselor, new film by Ridley Scott. Film based on a book by the same guy who wrote No Country for Old Men, by the way.
Love that movie.
And speaking of which, one of its stars returns to the cast of The Counselor. Javier Bardem stars in this film, along with Michael Fassbender, Brad Pitt. Great cast. A lawyer finds himself in over his head when he gets involved with some drug traffickers and some money laundering. And those aren't the kind of people you want to F around with. Here's some scenes from the trailer to The Counselor.
If you pursue this road, you will eventually come to moral decisions that will take you completely by surprise.
What do you think I should do?
I don't know, Counselor.
Switch off the engine.
They're not cops. It's gonna be all right.
How bad is it?
Let's say pretty bad.
You multiply by 10.
Premature yelling.
Yeah, premature.
Now, is the deal with this movie, just like with No Country for Old Men, that there are some great scenes, but maybe the whole thing doesn't add up to make any goddamn sense? Is that what we're dealing with here, Ralph?
Like No Country for Old Men?
Yes.
Which made complete sense and was awesome!
That was a great movie.
It was a great movie. Maybe my favorite movie of the year. Just ended in the middle.
All right, I'm going to try to get through this without walking out of the studio by talking about the movie Kevin wants to see. Kevin going 10:30 this morning, immediately after the show.
10:30, 12:30, and 2:30.
The party bus is going to pull up outside the studio and take him immediately to go see Bad Grandpa.
Yay!
Director Jeff Tremaine puts Johnny Knoxville back on the street in front of unsuspecting victims. Only this time, he's dressed up as a grandpa. They think Jackass with a storyline. Grandpa taking his little grandson across America and just effing with people.
Love it.
And doing zany stunts. Johnny Knoxville stars as 86-year-old Irving Zisman on a journey across the country with his 8-year-old grandson, Billy. Spike Jonze also participates. You've seen some of the work those guys have gotten up to before. Georgina Cates Jackson Nicholl plays the 8-year-old son.
And these are real people he interacts
real
with, right?
Real people. This is real traveling.
He's fearless.
That's
he's
the beauty
fearless.
Of it. Yeah. Storyline has Johnny and his 8-year-old grandson, Billy, traveling across the country, interacting with real people, and then doing wacky stuff in front of them and catching their reactions live on camera. Here are some clips from the trailer of Bad Grandpa.
Just keep going straight. You're getting tired?
Yeah. You shouldn't drive so much.
You're going to fix that penguin, bro.
Nope. Reggie!
You're going to take that child away from me.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry. You're sorry as hell.
You're very pretty when you're
pissing
mad.
Me off.
I look like a stripper?
I'll just call you Cinnamon.
You're a pretty little girl. You got it?
Hurt
Don't
you.
Hurt me.
I'm 86 years old.
Don't hurt me.
Just effing with people.
Just doing that.
That's what they should call it. Effing with
just
people.
Just effing with people. those are your choices this weekend. Not much of a choice. I think if you're looking for something a little tense or something that might confound Bean, maybe The Counselor would be your choice. Or if you're Kevin and probably the rest of America, Bad Grandpa is your pick. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
By the way, just because we haven't mentioned it, don't think we have forgotten about Blink 182 coming back to town. Two big shows at the Hollywood Palladium, November 6th and 7th. Plus, they're appearing in the Red Bull Sound Space. Man, that's a great place to see a show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Small
Huge
place,
bands, yeah. Tiny little place. No one's more than about 20 feet away from the band. So we're going to be giving away tickets to both several times on today's Kevin and Bean Show. So keep listening for your chance. In fact, first chance coming up between 7 and 8 this morning on K-Rock.
Let's talk about the Bishop of Limburg, Franz Peter Tabarts van Elst.
That guy.
Oh, he does good work. What's going on with him?
Apparently the Pope has had to suspend him because he was trying to build a $42 million home. Just in Germany.
Wow.
Wait, we're talking about Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild?
No, this is the Bishop of Limburg, Franz Peter Tabarts van Elst.
Well, that seems kind of extravagant for a bishop, doesn't it?
A $20,000 bathtub?
Whoa.
I don't even know how you do that.
Just the tub.
Yes. A $34,000 conference table?
Oh, my God.
Again, how do you spend that much money on a table?
But I believe we have the King of Mexico get us.
Oh.
This, I don't even want to try to say his name again. Franz Peter.
Okay.
Let's call him Franz Peter.
Excellent.
Let's call him.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Think you rang with a bell, bling, bling. Every time I try to do a bad thing, bling. The rizzle on your ground, a bad thing, bling. Every time
Hello?
I come
around,
Hello?
Are you going to say something? Or
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I was just trying to listen to the song.
I pick up the telephone, and then there's no one down. That ends.
I did forget that the German newspaper have dubbed you the Bishop of Bling.
Yeah, that's important to have before we go to the Bling song.
Should probably say that.
Little bit of a mention would be very helpful.
Right. Well, Bishop.
Don't worry, I got it covered. I'm the Bishop of Bling.
Yes, you are.
Yes, thank you for your help.
And that song just reinforces your title.
It does indeed, yes, in a humorous vein.
Which is the Bishop of Bling.
We all hope at the beginning of the segment.
Bishop, you understand.
Turn it off already.
You understand that sometimes we let Kevin set up the stories, right?
Yes, I understand. Bad
okay.
decisions. Bad decisions. Like when the God kicked Lucifer out of heaven. Bad decisions.
Come well, that was
to bite you in the ass.
Well, I see, because yeah, then you got your Satan on your hands.
Then
so
you
listen.
Got a Satan on your hands.
So Bishop.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. Good morning to you all.
And to you as well. The Pope kind of slapped your pee-pee the other day. I guess you kind of got...
Hey, what am I, an altar boy? What kind of talk is that, touching pee-pees?
No. Just an expression. I'm saying he basically came out and kind of shut down your renovation project and kind of gave you a timeout a little bit from spending all the church's money because he is more of a humble man who's really more into simple living.
Yeah, I've been suspended for 3 games, but I hope to get back in there and help us win the Holy Bowl.
So he just could not have been happy with the way you're spending money because it's the exact opposite of the tone that he's trying to set there at the Vatican.
Listen, it's not my fault if he doesn't have swag, okay? If the Pope don't have swag, why should I have to change my lifestyle?
Okay, but again, a $20,000 bathtub is completely extravagant.
Is
no
it?
One
is
in
it?
The... Yes!
Is it?
No,
or
it is.
Or is cleanliness next to godliness.
Well, you can get clean in a wood bucket. You don't need a $20,000
like
bathtub.
Not like this, baby. Not like this bathtub, baby.
Explain the bathtub to us.
Well, it's got these jets, you see.
Right.
And they're strategically placed. When you're taking a bath,
right,
you can scream out the name of God without ever touching yourself. You lay there in the warm water and you go, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Time to change the water.
Oh. That does not seem very bishop-like at all.
It's very bishop-like because I am always in touch with God.
In touch with yourself,
Everything I have arranged here in the $42 million home is to be in touch better with God.
All right, a $34,000 conference table.
Yes, what if God drops by for a conference? What are you going to sit him at, a card table? No, you have to have an appropriate place for God to come in and sit down and have a nice talk over some schnoodle.
How many times has that happened in your lifetime?
Well, I'm still waiting, but who knows?
Okay.
Look, Jesus is coming back, okay? Read the book.
Right. But,
when he comes back, I want to have a nice conference table so we can map out all the plans for the future that are coming.
But isn't the whole thing is that Jesus doesn't care about material things, that he just wants to know what's in your heart and see that you're a good person? He doesn't care how fancy your house is?
That is not true. Jesus took his first two telemarketing checks and bought Gucci slippers.
No, that was Jesus.
What?
That was Kanye West. Jesus.
I've been following the wrong guy.
Yes, you
have. Oh, man. I got to take this giant Pez dispenser back of Jesus where communion wafers come out of his throat when you take the head back. That cost me $35,000.
Well, see, right there you can save some money.
I've been so confused.
Nice.
I'm joining the band. There's no song we play in K-Rock that Ralph does not think is enhanced by him adding to it.
That's because there's no song we play in K-Rock that isn't enhanced by me adding to it.
Okay.
It's hard to argue. I think that.
Hey, Cousin Sal talks the NFL weekend. Later on this morning's Kevin DeBean Show, Johnny Knoxville joins us about Bad Grandpa. And Taylor Williamson from America's Got Talent. Loser! Going to be here next half hour on the Kevin DeBean Show as well. First, though, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday.
Yep. Music news. Thought you might want to know. The Arcade Fire album.
Yes.
If you can't wait until Tuesday, you can hear it for free right now. It's streaming free right now.
Yeah!
All of Reflector leaked yesterday, and so the band just decided to go ahead and stream the whole thing on YouTube for their hardcore fans so they have a good version of it, quality version of it. And then, of course, the new Arcade Fire album will be officially released next Tuesday. That's when you can pick it up in stores and stuff. But if you want to hear it before you buy it, you can go to YouTube and listen to the whole thing.
Just buy it. It's good.
All right.
Well, you can't buy it yet.
I mean when it comes out.
All right. Jeez. You have to be a dick about it. Speaking of music, congratulations to Allison Gold, America's hottest new singer.
Allison Gold?
Allison Gold. She's a star.
I don't know who that is.
Her song just debuted at number 29 on the Billboard 100 this week. Oh, you know her song, Kevin.
I don't.
You know her song. It's a little song called Chinese Food.
After falling, I go clubbing, then I'm hugging.
29?
Then I'm hungry.
29.
That's to the 29th on the list of 100 of Billboard Top 100.
So that's because YouTube views now count on the music charts, right? It doesn't mean anyone went out and bought it or even liked it, just that they checked out the video.
Yes, but that's no excuse.
That's still money in her pocket.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well.
Or in the pocket of Patrice Wilson.
Right.
The rapping panda. Have you seen the video? He's the rapping panda.
I have not seen the video.
What? How do you not see the video?
I watched the first 30 seconds of it, and I was like, okay, this is awesome.
She makes a new best friend in the Chinese restaurant, happens to be a giant panda. Then the giant panda takes off his head, and it's the guy who writes all these crappy songs like Friday and Thanksgiving, Patrice Wilson. And then he's first molesting girls in the bedroom playing Monopoly, and then like tickle fighting with them, which is just completely inappropriate. They're all 13.
Right.
And then he starts rapping with the head off about how he likes pot stickers.
I love Chinese food and some water soup. Get me broccoli while play Monopoly. Don't be a busy bee, cause it's your fantasy to eat Chinese food, egg roll and chop suey.
Now, do you guys think that the reason people go, and I know the reason we go is because that's terrible. Do you think there are people who like this?
Yes.
Really?
Go to the YouTube page, look at the comments. It's about 4-1 against, but there is a quarter of the people who go, this is awesome.
Really?
I'm assuming they're 12-year-old girls. Or pedophiles who like the video because the guy disguises himself in a plushie suit in order to get into the bedroom of a 12-year-old. But some people do like Chinese food.
It's not possible.
And I'm not talking about the Chinese food. It's the lyrics, if you listen to them, are unbelievable.
Yeah. It's nonsense. It's childish.
It is.
Yeah,
it's as if you took a like a fourth grader's essay about Chinese food and then just put it to a beat. I like Chinese food. You know it's true. I like noodles, chow mein. There's another part where she goes, it's so good because it's also beautiful. It's like, but there's just plates of like just slop just all over the table. I don't.
So you love it?
Yeah, I do. The Who's announced their final tour, their farewell tour.
Oh, really?
Wait a minute.
The Who.
The Who is saying farewell?
The Who is saying farewell.
Haven't they been on a farewell tour since 1982, Ralph?
Yes. But they announced this week that the band's 50th anniversary in 2015 will be their final tour, their 50th anniversary tour. Roger Daltrey, the lead singer, is 69 years old with had a precancerous growth removed from his throat 3 years ago. Pete Townsend is 68 years old. He can't hear anymore.
He's that grandpa himself.
So, they didn't die. They just got old. How ironic, given their lyrics, that they hoped to die before they got old, and now they're just, they can't sing or hear anymore. That shouldn't hold them back, should it?
No.
As musicians?
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. This is it. Yeah, I mean, this is really it. This is the final.
This is the final.
This
all
is
right.
The final curtain call.
So there's no
this
more.
Is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
So this is it. And while I'm in a state of outrage, I do want to congratulate NBC. This is the network, by the way, that just canceled Ironside, the reboot of the Fat Raymond Burr cop series from the 70s about the guy in the wheelchair.
That started?
Right. That started and has ended.
Okay.
What a surprise.
Two or three times, right?
Two or three times, and everyone said, wait a minute, you're rebooting the series where Fat Raymond Burr was in a wheelchair because he was too fat to walk around on the set anymore, so they put him in a wheelchair, and they made him a cop in a wheelchair, and you made Blair Underwood the star? No, we're not watching that, so they had to take that off.
Okay.
Yesterday, NBC announced they are rebooting Murder, She Wrote.
What?
They're bringing back Murder, She Wrote.
Those little kids have no taste, by the way.
They really don't. Of course, famously, Angela Lansbury played the mystery author Jessica Fletcher, who solved real-life crimes from 1984 to 1996. It ran for 12 seasons, that show.
What?
We lived in a simpler time, Kevin, when no one gave a rat's ass what they watched. But now NBC's bringing it back with Oscar winner Octavia Spencer as an African-American Jessica Fletcher now. So Murder, She Wrote, because NBC's saying, okay, you rejected the idea that we took an old, dusty TV show and rebooted it, but what we're going to do now is reboot an old, dusty TV show. Do you like us now?
That's bullshit.
Stop doing that!
And by the way, this is the channel that doesn't have room for Parks and Recreation on their schedule anymore. That's that channel, NBC. A brilliant show with great actors that's hilarious every week. They've got no room for it, but they're bringing back freaking Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She
Wrote. Are they going to reboot Matlock to play with it?
I'm sure they will. Matlock was a spinoff, so maybe they'll get, I don't know, Cedric the Entertainer to be Matlock now. Because Octavia Spencer, she's a black Murder, She Wrote. I thought they'd do a black Matlock. Blacklock.
Come on, Kevin. Keep up.
Come on, Kevin. Kevin, look at his face like somebody's blowing a high-pitched whistle. Today's celebrity birthdays. Nancy Cartwright, she plays Bart Simpson on The Simpsons, 56 years old today. Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers is 52. Adam Goldberg turns 43. Craig Robinson is 42 years old. Nope. Okay. I thought, thought we had a conversation about
that. We sure
that.
Did.
I don't know where it is.
Okay. Well, heads up, when we're expecting to hear something, maybe you let people know that you couldn't find it, then they wouldn't say, Craig Robinson, as if something was supposed to happen at that point.
Was Beer Mug's replacement due today or not till next Friday?
Next Friday, I think.
Next Friday, okay. Yeah.
And Katy Perry is 29 years old today. She's a good deal, that Katy Perry.
Yeah.
That John Mayer.
Yeah.
Glad he finally found a woman. He was alone for a long time.
Really was. I felt bad for him.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Taylor Williamson from America's Got Talent joins us coming up next year on The Kevin Amin Show. Then our old friend Johnny Knoxville talks all things Bad Grandpa. By the way, there's a very funny Bad Grandpa interview on the site of our next guest, the second greatest human on earth, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com.
Hey, Mr. Skin, welcome back to The Kevin Amin Show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Kevin Amin. Hey, Lisa Amin. How's everyone doing?
We are good.
Hey, Mr. Skin, what has changed? Because Bean has been saying, we got to get Mr. Skin on, like every day, 20 times a day. What have you changed exactly?
Well, we haven't changed anything of Mr. Skin, but we just recently launched a website called Mr. Man, which is the male version of Mr. Skin.
That's why Bean is interested.
Yeah. No, I think he's just calling me to make sure that I haven't gone crazy. I don't think he was. I think he's more worried about me than anything.
Well,
else.
I have many questions for you, Mr. Skin, because you know we have long supported you here on the Kevin Bean Show. You really do the Lord's work. I mean, you really are the greatest thing on the internet. And my concern. Well, let me start by saying, how did Mr. Man come to be? Because I know you have been asked the question a million times before, hey, what about something for us women or us gay guys? And you've always said there's not that much interest for this kind of material on the internet from those groups. What changed?
That was always my feeling, but you know, over time, you just start to realize, look, who does celebrity nudity better than us? And we have the infrastructure in place, the technology, the know-how. If anyone could do a great male celebrity nudity site, it's the people at MrSkin.com. And really, it's no different. We put all the same love and hard work and expertise into Mr. Man. The big difference is, you know, when my guys that are going through Mr. Skin movies are looking for nip slips, the guys going through Mr. Man are looking for sack slips, you know. It's just a different thing.
Do you have some kind of a media password or something you could give Bean to check it out?
Oh, yeah. I'll take care of you guys with a password.
Okay, good.
Obviously, it's gay men and women, obviously, are interested in this. But it's the same thing. If a movie or TV scene featuring a nude dude happens, we do the review, the pics and clips, and all the pertinent data. And it's just the male version of Mr. Skin. And you're right. I used to joke. I'd say, there's no way I'm doing, you know, nude guys.
You used to say that all the time.
Yeah, I know. You guys used to be like, you know, don't do it. the reality of the situation is we were the only ones that could truly do a great male celebrity nudity site. We finally decided to do it, and quite frankly, it's doing better in its first 2 weeks than Mr. Skid did in its first 2 months, to be honest. So it's been great.
Well, but you also launched Mr. Skin much earlier in the internet.
Yeah, 1999. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm in my 14th year. We're going on 15 in August. It'll be 15 years.
But here's what also confused me, and maybe this is just me personally, is the experience that I've had with the ladies that I've dated, Mr. Skin, has taught me that they don't ever want to see penises, pictures or in real life. So I guess you're telling me that that's not true. There are some women out there who do want to see some penises.
Yeah, women are definitely different than guys. I mean, guys will beat down any door to find nudity. And women aren't like that. We all know that. Guys are pervs. We can all pretty much attest that. But, you know, with mobile phones now and smartphone technology, it's so easy to find this stuff if you know what you're doing. And now that it's at the fingertips of women, what we found is, yes, they do want to see, like, that Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy. If he's shown his butt and they have access to it pretty easily, they'll go check it out. In no way am I saying girls are like guys, but there's definitely an interest in this.
But let me say,
that Charlie Hunnam's a pretty good deal.
That there's, he has these categories, you know, of the different things that, and pubes is one of them. And I have to say, when I saw
that's
that,
a category?
Like, that does not sound sexy.
You have a pube category?
He has a pube category.
I didn't, you know what, that's funny. I didn't even know that. That's interesting. But Yeah, I will say that expert on female nudity, kind of learning about male nudity now. So, but no, listen, don't forget, there's a whole gay community there that there
that's right.
is there is guys or group of guys
yeah,
that would want to see that. So we're trying to be all encompassing here, and also like Mr. Skin, have fun with it. You know,
sure. Now, Mr. Yeah. Skin, how much of a database? Oh, did we just lose him?
No, I'm here.
You still there? Okay, good. Yeah. The phone went weird. How much of a database did you and your team put together before you launched with this a
Great
couple of
question.
Weeks ago? Like,
yeah,
how many photos and whatnot?
We started in January. I hired a couple of guys to just sit at computers. It's been, it's been over 7 months since they had started, to just go through every movie with male nudity, every television show we could find, and stock the database. Now, MrSkin.com has 22,000 actresses, all the skinfo on all of them. We don't have that yet with Mr. Man, and probably never will, because as you guys know, it's not the same ratio of nudity for guys
right.
and girls. But you'd be surprised how much male nudity there is. And when we launched the site, we were really the database was a lot bigger than I thought it would be, because guys like I didn't know this. Antonio Banderas has been naked in 12 movies.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's like, I didn't know that. You know, I'm always fast-forwarding through his nude scenes to look at the female nude scenes. I mean, Jack Nicholson's been naked in 7. I mean, I just mentioned, that Charlie Hunnam. I mean, you'd be surprised how many guys have done nudity. It's just us guys skip right past it or don't care about it.
Exactly.
There, you know?
Yeah, we try to get out of our brain as fast as possible,
yeah,
pretend we
exactly.
didn't see it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. So is it one price for both, or are they two separate
Bean,
memberships?
He's going to give you a password.
He's not talking about me. I'm asking
no, for God's
own,
sakes, man.
For our listeners.
No, it's completely, it's its own
completely
website.
Separate.
And it's very, yeah, it's similar to Mr. Skin, where you could get a monthly or a yearly membership. And I was telling Dave off the air, I was saying, you know, I'm blown away how quickly our membership base is growing for this Mr. Man. I'm like, why didn't I think, bring this out 5 or 6 years ago? But you know what? The time is right now. We really did it right, and I'm really proud of the website.
Well, you should be. But let me ask you this, because I always am interested in who the most popular celebrities are on the female side over at Mr. Skin, and it's always Scarlett Johansson and Salma Hayek and Jennifer Love Hewitt and people like that. Who's on your list for the most searched or requested male nudes?
On the front page of the site, it's automatically generated of who's getting the most searches at the website. And I know Michael Fassbender, for some reason, he's the guy in the movie Shame that actually had a ton of female nudity. He's number one. Ewan McGregor's second. I know Brad Pitt's up there. Leo DiCaprio, I think, is in the top five. So those are the kind of guys. It's very similar. Listen, the huge stars in female and the huge stars in male, it's going to be the same. They're not going to be some obscure B-movie guy that's going to be up in the top 10. It's just not going to happen.
Can Bean send you suggestions?
did he accidentally see a sack slip in a movie that I might have missed?
All right, last question for the great Mr. Skin. You can go to MrSkin.com or MrMan.com, depending on your preference. When is there going to be MrAnimal.com? When are you going to put up your site where we're going to see nude cats and dogs and doggies and pigs and cows and all that good stuff?
Well, we've, I don't know if the market for that is such that it warrants our time and effort, but we'll see. But we have a lot to get to now. I used to say to people, we're chronicling every female nude scene in the history of film. Now my crack staff is every nude scene in the history of film. So we got a lot of work to do.
Well, we'll let you get right back to it, Mr. Skin. Always a pleasure to catch up with you on the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah,
have a great weekend.
Talking to you guys. Great talking to you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Time to talk to the winner of America's Got Talent, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Williamson.
Oh, actually,
he's in the studio with us.
No,
hi, Taylor. Welcome.
No, Kevin.
Konnichiwa.
Congratulations on the big win.
he didn't win.
What's that?
Taylor did not win. He actually came in second on America's
Second's
Got Talent.
Good.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
But Taylor, as you're fond of saying, you are now, by the vote of the people, the most talented non-Japanese person in America.
Yay!
Well done!
Hey, thank you. Guys, hey, Taylor, wake up early. Come on our show. We're so happy to have you. And you're just going to be mean to me the whole time?
Well, I mean, that's how we decided to begin, yes.
First of all, only winners get wings. Second of all, what are you? Were you expecting to win? I mean, seriously, look at you.
Hey,
how dare you?
Let's be serious. I planned on winning this show. I'm very talented. I'm very handsome. I know what people want. It's racist jokes.
Racist.
And the entire,
that's what they're looking for?
I'm proud. The entire, every episode, I did a racial joke. And I love America, you know?
So your challenge to yourself is to try to get away with racial humor these days? It's much more difficult than it used to be.
On TV.
Yeah.
But you know what? In all seriousness, I didn't think I could pass the first round, you know? And I can't believe I got voted that far that people... I mean, it's probably because I didn't mention I was Jewish the whole time.
You think that's why they did vote for you?
That's why they did not vote. Right, exactly.
Taylor, you're being modest, but you know that America fell in love with you from your first appearance on America's Got Talent. There were a certain amount of people who just were so excited for you to see you living your dream, and they did everything they could to get you to come back week after week after week. I mean, you know, people always say I owe it to the fans, but I mean, the fans really did come through for you.
You sound like my mom.
Are you his mom?
Right. Are you my mom? Are you my real mom? No, you're right. No, in all seriousness, like, it's so special. Like, people come up to me and they're like, I'm sorry to bother you. And sometimes it's annoying, actually. But, but like, it means the world to me because I'm here because people believed in me. It's not some producer or casting person who I love, by the way. I love all those people, too.
You love all of them because you're looking for work.
Especially the NBC people. What a wonderful company. I don't know what you were talking about this morning. I thought it was a great idea to bring back Ironside. Like, I grew up watching that show in the 50s. And and I think the Black Honeymooners movie was my favorite thing that's ever happened. So I like that whole thing. I thought that Kingpin, when Michael Clark Duncan played Kingpin in Daredevil, I thought that was a great idea.
Okay.
Anyways, I don't know. It's so, it means the world that I got voted through because human beings believed in me, and it's really cool.
What a bizarre, bizarre whirlwind life. Is it still less bizarre for you? I mean, you played the Greek last night.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? I mean,
it's so weird. And people are like, what's weird for me, I'm not used to this. They come to the show happy to see me. They know who I am. I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
And they also leave happy, too.
And you've never had that happen?
it's ridiculous.
You don't have to win people over anymore like you used to because people already know who you are when they come see you.
The bar is set lower, which is great for me.
How's the bar set lower?
Well, because they want me. They're like,
he doesn't
please.
Have to win them over. They're
they
already
want,
won.
They already
right?
want you to be funny. They root for you.
Right.
Yeah, they like you. How is it doing comedy at a place like the Greek? That does not seem like it's set up for your kind of job.
I was really worried about this because we're performing at all these venues. Like, we're at the MGM Grand last night at the Garden Arena where Floyd Mayweather fights, and I saw Hulk Hogan wrestle when I was 12. And it sounds, oh, cool, I get to be there. Like, oh, no, I have to be there for comedy. And
it seems like it would be, the bigger the place, the harder it is to get people to really pay attention to what's being said. Is that true?
Yeah, and like, they're not coming to see a comedy show. They're coming to see a variety show. And but these crowds are so into it, and the Greek was so special. And I don't know. It was great. And I tweeted at Hulk Hogan saying that I'm performing at the same place I saw him wrestle back in the day. And he wrote back saying that he's a big fan.
Did he really?
Yeah. And he says, good luck with your career, brother. And then I cried a lot. I've had an erection for like 3 days. It's really great.
You're supposed to go see a doctor.
Is Hulk Hogan the celebrity fan you've been most excited about, or have there been others, Taylor?
I'm trying to think, famous people on Twitter. When you're verified on Twitter, other like Twitter verified people message you, and then you feel like you're better than everybody.
Oh, is that right? Like, congratulations on being verified. I don't know.
Because you're.
No, it's cool.
So like, it's because when you message another verified person, it shows up that you 100% will see their message.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
Like, Jose Canseco says his girlfriend loves me. I got that.
That's a strange one. How about you, Jose?
No, nope, not so much.
Richard Roper added me, and Kevin. Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain's daughter follows me on Twitter. Am I bragging too much about this?
No,
one cares
you.
About.
No, we asked you. That's fascinating.
Well, we don't know any famous people, so it's fun for us to hear what it's like to be one. That's why
I don't know anyone either. They just follow me on Twitter and don't write back to me when I message them and try to be like, hey. Hey, we can talk to each other. Oh, you talk to me, and then you have my back. Okay.
All right. Taylor Williamson is here on the Kevin DeBean Show. We want to find out some more about, I mean, this unbelievable tour. You're going everywhere. Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey. But I want to find out what happens to Taylor Williamson. What's his life like once this tour is over? We'll find out with our guest. Taylor Williamson is here on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock.
That's a pretty impressive picture, I got to be honest.
That really is. Taylor Williamson is here. He was the comedian who came in second place on America's Got Talent, but he's still the best person who was on that show, in my humble opinion. The show returns to NBC next summer, by the way, if you would like to audition to be on America's Got Talent for whatever your particular skill is. Well, bad news. The auditions aren't until February.
Well, it depends. If you're in Los Angeles, they're not till February, but they start, like, this month.
This weekend in Miami is crazy. When the auditions begin. Yeah, and then through Atlanta, New York, Denver, Houston, Indianapolis, and in Los Angeles, the February 8th and 9th. At the Los Angeles Biltmore, you can go to America's Got Talent's website and check out details if you'd like to be on it. Is that what you did, Taylor? Did you just go on the website one day and just say, hey, I'm going to audition to be on this show and upload a little video?
Yes. No. I went to high school with this guy, and I was nice to him. Because I'm a great person, you know?
Sure.
And then 10 years later, he's like a casting associate on the show.
Oh, really? So he called and said, hey, you should try this?
Yeah, but I thought he was going to hook it up. I still had to start at the bottom wrong.
Of course.
So he just said, hey. I didn't have to go to the website, basically. The same form was available for me when I walked into the building. So I still had to go to this cattle call with all these crazy people. I'm here to promote the auditions, but I really hope people don't audition, because then if someone's better than me, then my life's not as good.
Oh, then you know they destroy your livelihood?
Yeah. Hey, audition if you weren't as good as me.
He was just showing us a picture of kissing Heidi Klum on the lips.
That's okay.
That's nice. That's your kind of thing.
You don't want that to happen to you. You don't want to be on the Captain and Bean show. You don't want to be on TV and you want to be kissing Heidi Klum. It's all stupid. Don't audition for this show.
I know it sounds like you're joking, but you also, the downside is you do have a little bit of Seal on you now. Think about that.
No! Way to ruin it.
Hey, Taylor, what's this circus like that is the America's Got Talent tour when you go out with all these crazy people from the show? You're traveling with them. You're not just on stage with them and see them backstage. You're actually on the road living with these people.
Yeah, we're on a bus. I'm on a bus with a bunch of crazy people, including myself, but different types of crazy. There's one of the guys, Jimmy Rose. He's a great country singer, and he's from Pineville, Kentucky, and he hasn't been to a lot of places and done things in his life.
Oh, so
and,
everything's new to him?
Not everything, but there's lots of things like lettuce wraps.
He was surprised by?
Well, he ordered a lettuce wrap, and there was lettuce on one side and the food on the other, and he's like, I don't know what he thought they were going to wrap it for him. Well, exactly. So he didn't know what to do, so he just picks up the stack of lettuce and starts eating it. And I thought that was pretty adorable.
I hope you let him do it. I hope you didn't correct him.
Oh, well, I fell out of my chair laughing, and then I didn't correct him, of course.
Of course, good.
And Kenichi, I'm teaching him about American culture. Like, I taught him what camel toe is.
Oh, good.
That was nice.
Everybody needs to know.
It's a thing you should know.
How did you teach him that exactly?
Well, I tried explaining it, and then I showed some pictures, and it was fun. And then I asked, it's funny, like, different cultures. I said, like, Kenichi, you're my best, he's the guy who won and ruined my life, you know?
Right.
And and I said,
you're not bitter.
No, you know, I'm like, who wants $1 million? It's stupid.
Right. You know, he has to deal with all that money now.
Yeah, more money, more problems.
People say, like, you know, he's only going to get, like, $300,000 after taxes. I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't want that. You're right.
You're right. That sucks.
That's stupid. I told him, like, Kenichi, you're my BFF. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, you know what that means? He's like, and he's the curse where he's like, best effing friends?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not...
Okay.
But I like that he thinks that that's what BFF meant. Yeah.
So, Taylor, when the tour is over in a couple of weeks, then what happens?
Can you
make a living now for the rest of your life as a comedian? I mean, is this it? This is your job now? You don't have to go back and do something else?
I mean, for the next 6 months at least, I don't know. I have nothing funny to say about this. It's so cool. Like, now, because of this show, I get to headline my own shows, and I get to get paid more money than I thought I could.
Right.
And hopefully people are going to come see me, and then I'll tell jokes, and then they'll leave happy to come see me again. And I have some, I don't know, it's cool things are happening, really special, amazing things are happening because of this show. Like, it's so bizarre that it's very cliche, like, I had nothing, now I have everything. But, like, a few months ago, I was rejected by everything a comedian would ever want to do.
What do you mean? You
rejected late night shows when it had me on.
They said,
like,
no.
I probably should have said that.
No, go ahead.
But, like, late night shows. and
we
then,
wouldn't have you on.
You guys, I showed up every morning banging on the door.
Like, we don't know who you are.
With a knife in one hand and a gun in the other hand, and you wouldn't let me in. And then rejected by agents and managers and people. And all the things I was rejected for, like, oh, you're too this, you're too that. Right. All the things that people like me for now, which is so funny.
Yeah. Mostly too sexy and too handsome is what you were getting there, right, in particular.
What did they say about you that they thought was going to be a negative that now people like you for?
Well, I mean, it's hilarious.
Is it a little awkward, like that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, like you're too quiet, or you're too. I heard, and someone told me that you're too Big Bang Theory, which is a sitcom. It was number one sitcom on TV, and now I'm meeting with CBS today. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so like, oh, they're like, oh, great, you're a Big Bang Theory. Let's do this. Like, it's you're too dry. You're too awkward. Like people don't see me. I don't know. But
did you, when you got all that feedback,
yeah,
did you start questioning in your mind, like, maybe I am a little too this or too that, I need to change a little somehow, or no?
I mean, I do. There are a lot of things wrong with me, but only like a psychiatrist could help with that, I think. But like, performance-wise, no, I mean, because I do shows all the time, and like, I know that I know what I'm doing, you know, but I did get scared that I might be on this path to be one of those guys who like, is funny, but no one cares about them.
Right, sure.
So now I have at least a year where people like me, and then I'll eventually turn into one of these people who goes on these shows that you never hear of ever.
Again. It's all downhill from here.
Taylor, can you act, or do you want to act?
Oh, I can't act, but don't tell that to CBS today. And NBC, okay. NBC, who are we to CBS? What am I talking about?
You said you were meeting with CBS today.
I'm meeting with different people today.
You don't remember, do you?
I love NBC so much. And I
can't put Taylor in a box. He's meeting with everyone.
Put me on Murder, She Wrote.
You and Octavia Spencer, now there's a combination.
I'm meeting with NBC today, too. I'm going to tell them, listen, let me be the sidekick to
anyone, right? Anybody that needs a sidekick.
I could be handicapped. People believe that I'm handicapped, actually. I don't know.
I want to hear from you, Taylor, because we talked about the incredible fan support through the months on America's Got Talent. You're Taylords, the people who love Taylor Williamson. What are the craziest things that they have done for you or to you?
I get creepy emails sometimes. Like, excellent. I mean, I have like not funny answers, just weird, you know?
Like what?
I mean, these kids write me saying that, like, I hurt myself, and the only thing that'll make me feel better is if you send me a video, where you personalized video.
It's like blackmail.
Yeah, I know. Was that worth sharing?
Do you do it?
Yeah, no, that's weird. That is, strange. There's kind of a creepy downside to becoming well known, I guess.
I don't send them videos because I like to keep the kids sad, you know?
Because then you can make them happy.
Yeah.
Hey, see my show.
Buy my CD. You want to be happy, buy my album.
Has anyone, we see this all the time with musicians that we have through, has anyone gotten a Taylor Williamson tattoo yet? Has that happened?
No, I'm trying to think of.
Oh, thank God.
I have like creepy, but you know what? This is my problem. I'm being really serious. I am fearful of talking about the creepers because they're definitely listening to this.
Oh yeah,
all the fans listen, uh-huh. But the creepy people are definitely listening.
That's very true. You get them all. You get both. You get all or nothing.
And also, I really want to have the remake of The Jefferson starring me. I think that's.
I would watch that. Have the fans sent you or brought you any gifts?
I get gifts. What have I gotten? But if they bring me things as if like I had a girl bring me a pillow with my face on it over and over again. But like I'm in like some horrible city. I'm like, what am I? I can't travel with this thing. You know? So of course I FedEx it to my mom to make sure that she keeps it forever.
Your mom keeps it.
Does it end up in the trash?
Now is your mom trying to weasel her way into the act?
Oh, my mom is.
Is she there every minute? Is she over you, talking every meeting like today?
about you.
Like today, she's going with you to the meetings and all that.
Taylor needs to have a nice TV show where he talks about. Also, tell him to brush his teeth twice today, okay? My mom has done such a great job of making this about herself. It's really special.
Really? Like, that's interesting. How did she do that?
So she's Dina Lohan-ing it.
For sure. My mom's going to have like a talk show soon or something.
Excellent.
She tweeted at Howie Mandel during this show, and then he never wrote back to me, but he wrote back to my mom publicly.
What?
And she's like, I'm so proud of my son speaks so highly of you. Thank you for supporting him. #Taylor's mom. And I'm like, I never talked to her once about anything Howie said to me. That's such a Hollywood move.
She just
you know?
Made it up.
Your She's mom's a- hashtagging.
And then on the TV show in the finale, I told some jokes and people liked them. And then Howie's like, you're so great, and your mom must be so proud. She's in the audience, and then the crowd clapped. And then that's where it should have ended. But my mom pulled the Hollywood move, like the old Hollywood person who thinks they're still famous, but they're not. Right. She stood up and waved to everybody. So the spotlight went on her, and the camera cut to her. And I'm just like, what is happening? I was at Southwest Airlines the other day. Hey, shout out to Southwest Airlines. I don't know. The worst airline on earth. And unless you're their sponsor, I love them. And good Lord, I'm so scared of messing up people liking me. I don't know what to do.
Don't worry about it.
I was at Southwest Airlines, and then I'm just checking in, and the lady goes, I just want to say your mother is beautiful. I'm just like, why is this? She is, but why does she know that?
That's
well,
all messed
it's time
up.
For you to start cutting some people out of your lives, Taylor. That's what I'm saying.
Just all my family members.
Well, I think
for
so.
Starters, yeah.
And
it
people
sounds
in,
like it.
People in Fresno, too. Get rid of them.
Everyone in Fresno.
Hey, NBC.com/AGT is where you want to go for more information about America's Got Talent and the Season 9 auditions coming to Los Angeles February 8th and 9th at the Los Angeles Biltmore. Taylor Williamson making a return appearance here on the Kevin Bean Show. Not exactly in victory, but he did come back, as he said he would. And it's great to see you again, sir.
And thank you again. You guys supported me, and that means so much to me, for real. And thank you.
That's the first time I've ever voted on America. America's Got Talent.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was the very first time.
Thank you.
And we lost. But what are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do?
Hey, we beat the military hero. You know? That's a win.
That's right.
We beat the magician and the military
USA!
Hero.
USA!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 8.
Johnny Knoxville, right after the top of the hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show, and Cousin Sal talks the NFL weekend next hour as well. First, though, Ralph Garman has the showbiz beat here on a Friday.
Vanessa Hudgens. She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Haven't heard much of her in a while. Where's she been?
V-Huts! 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 she's been working. She did that Spring Breakers movie.
Right. Right. That's right.
Us Weekly Magazine talked about heartbreak, which she knows a little bit about. She's had some bad relationships, and they asked her how she gets over it. Here was her response. If there's a problem, a bottle of wine makes it go away.
That's not a good sign.
Okay. Whoa, here we go. Get your money down, boys and girls.
Wow.
Her celebrity rehab roulette. Yeah, she's gonna be attending the Lindsay Lohan Center when it opens up. Yeah. Speaking of which, Lindsay grabbing attention. Photos on TMZ. Showing her reaching for a bottle of red wine.
To so, put a cork
so
in it.
Appears, so it appears. To pour it down the drain.
Right.
TMZ.com says, however, people at the event and Lindsay herself are swearing it's an optical illusion. The bottle was in the foreground of the photograph. It was shot through a window. She is actually reaching for her purse. Her hand is going in that direction, but it looks like she's reaching for the bottle, but she's reaching for something else, which could very well be possible.
Sure.
It would. Or she could be drunk again.
It would suck to be a celebrity who is now not supposed to touch alcohol.
Right. Because everywhere you go, if you're having dinner with friends and they order a bottle of wine, right?
Yep.
You look like the bad guy. Right. I'd like to give her the benefit of the doubt in this particular case, because word is she has been attending AA meetings every week, is still in therapy. So, she's still working on it. Yeah. So
reaching for the purse.
Like to give her the benefit of the doubt. But odds are she was drunk.
We have no idea.
We really have no idea. Clint Eastwood's still a badass at the age of 83. He's shooting a new movie called Jersey Boys. Kevin, you saw Jersey Boys on stage, right? The musical, The Jersey Boys?
I didn't.
What? With your love of Broadway musicals
and
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
You would think I would have.
I've seen it twice, by the way. Love that freaking
That's
musical.
Great.
It's a great musical. Clint Eastwood's directing the movie version of it. He didn't like the way a stuntman was riding a motorcycle on the set, so he hopped on to show him how it's done. People on the set report that he did a high-speed wheelie, back and wheelie, before coming to a screeching halt right on the mark. 83-year-old Clint Eastwood got off and said, "That's how it's done."
Wow.
He's a
what
stud.
A stud, yeah.
He's a stud. I would wreck him.
Really?
Wait, I said
you did.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Katy Perry, she's 29 years old today.
Ed Robertson, guitarist of Bare Naked Ladies, is 43. Chad Smith, drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 52. Nancy Cartwright, voice of Bart Simpson from The Simpsons, is 56 years old today. And our good friend Craig Robinson, of course, you know him from The Office, Hot Tub Time Machine, our own show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson?
Yeah, that's when he did our April Foolishness concert.
That was awesome. Lisa was drinking.
About Craig Wilson.
Might have been overserved.
Craig Wilson?
And I remember watching you just on stage, just like shrink. You're just like, I need to go sit down.
I need another drink.
Well, it's not like she had a complicated paragraph to remember. Literally, it was two words, is all she had to say.
I may be a little drunk.
Do you think? How many White Zinfandels and Splenda did it take Lisa to get in that condition, I wonder? That's fascinating.
Probably
not,
two.
Not much, yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Mario Machia from Huntington Beach. Got tickets to see Blink 182 when they play November 6th and or 7th at the Hollywood Palladium. And tickets to their show here at the Red Bull Sound Space at the world-famous K-Rock. Congratulations to him. Your chance to win is coming up this hour. Come on! Too late.
Ghostly things are
going to
happen.
You had a heads up. Kids were going to be singing.
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Talk to Johnny Knoxville in a second.
Yeah. Halloween spooks outside my window.
No.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
No.
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
No.
I tell you that this year, Kevin, I have received so many complaints
from Kevin and listeners. For playing this nonsense, you should
that we
receive.
Are not playing Halloween spooks enough. People have been very disappointed with the pace at which this song has made the year.
If there's only a way that they could get it for themselves and put it on, I don't know, some type of a playback machine, some futuristic playback machine with headphones.
Got an email yesterday that said if we don't play it 2 to 3 times a day between now and Halloween, then their season is ruined, and that's on us. And we don't want that.
They want this. This is what you're talking. This sound right here.
This is what they're asking for. Right? Look, this is the what fruitcake is to Christmas. Halloween spooks is to Halloween.
Yeah, they both suck.
Everybody may not love it, but it means that the holiday is here. It means it's
official. A guy gargling.
It's real.
It's gargling candy.
They're being spooky.
Oh, this was really scary. You're right, B.
Come on, Knoxville!
As soon as he gets on the phone, we'll kill the song.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
No.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
No.
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
All right, be super annoying now.
I've never heard the trick or treat either. At the end.
Well, we usually never get to the very end because usually Kevin's a bad man. All right, that's Halloween spooks right there on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. You know how sometimes you kind of warm up to a movie trailer, you see it the first time and it doesn't make an impact, and then the second time you might notice it, and the third time you start thinking about it, and then the fourth, fifth, sixth time, now I'm going to go? That's not the case with Bad Grandpa. Bad Grandpa is the first time you see that it exists, you say, when does it open? And it opens, my friends, today in theaters everywhere, directed by Spike Jonze. Our friend Johnny Knoxville is Bad Grandpa, and he joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Mr. Knoxville.
Less Johnny than I was hoping for.
That's an awful lot of intro for no Johnny.
Can you hear us? Hello.
What the heck?
Hello.
There's somebody there.
Johnny Knoxville.
Tick two.
You know how there are trailers that you see? Is that right.
You know how when you go to the phone and there's no one there?
Yeah. Disconnect. We'll have them call back.
Okay. All right. I think it's going great.
I do too.
I think Halloween spooks again.
Nope.
Halloween spooks.
Johnny Knoxville plays 86-year-old Irving Zisman. He is back, and I'll say this to Johnny Knoxville if we ever get to talk to him. This guy has balls of steel, doesn't he?
And likes to show them.
Although when he's playing Bad Grandpa, he has low-hanging balls of steel as well. He is fearless, though.
Yeah,
right?
It's one thing to watch him do it, but when you're in the position, which we have been occasionally – to be an a-hole to someone's face,
yeah.
It really takes a whole lot more than you would think. Because
and in his case, to stay,
person,
to stay in
you
character.
Feel bad.
Yeah. Right, you feel bad. Right, exactly. And you're upsetting people, and they're real people, and they're not in on the joke. And it really takes a special, brave, and frankly, mean person to be able to pull that off.
That is what we're saying, right? Johnny's just basically a mean person.
He's not going to talk to us on the phone. I know that.
That's pretty mean.
All right, let's try him again. I think we have Mr. Knoxville now.
Johnny Knoxville.
Hello.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Woo!
How you doing,
right,
buddy? How are you? How you feeling?
Great. How you guys doing?
We are very good.
I'm happier than a proctologist with a new flashlight this morning.
Well, I know you've been talking up Bad Grandpa all across the world for the past few weeks, and it's finally here. Today is the day your baby is unleashed upon the world. How do you feel?
I'm so excited. We're so proud of this film, and just like all the stuff we got to pull off, it's really unbelievable. The beauty pageant alone is worth the price of admission.
Now, tell us about the beauty pageant, because it sounds like you really got into it with the beauty pageant and the little kid and the pageant mom. What happened?
I'm Irving Zisman, the grandfather, and I entered my grandson into a little girl's beauty pageant as a little girl.
Right.
He spends 2 months learning these dance routines. I mean, he really worked at it. And he had to play a little girl, and he's really, really cute and chubby, so I didn't know how that was going to work out. But not only did he pull it off, but he was in the running to win the beauty pageant before he did this terrible dance.
And what's it like for you? Like, I know you have been asked ever since Jackass began how you don't break character. But when you have little old ladies screaming at you in your face, and how do you not just crack up with the magic of that happening?
Well, I just don't like losing footage. And I know if I crack up, then we're losing footage. And plus, it's a nerve-wracking thing because I think it's going to get discovered at any second. So I'm more nerve-wracked than anything. I'm not in a happy, laughing place. I'm just trying to get as much footage as possible.
We were talking just before you got on the air with us that it's a completely different thing to watch somebody annoy other people and see their reactions. It's fun. It's great. But when you're the person that's standing there doing it, it takes a lot of balls. It takes a lot of guts. And did you ever feel bad? Did you feel bad for anyone after you played the prank on them?
Well, there was real concern when we were pranking a funeral.
Go ahead.
These people, what we did, because it's a fictitious character. My wife dies, so we hired people like a choir, caterers, drivers, and when they got there, I said, can you please sit in the audience? Because this guy has no one left. And then what they saw was just terrible. You know, some bad stuff happened at the funeral. And there was concern that these people might have a heart attack. And
yes,
we did it twice. And we had it ready to go a third time. But we got such great footage. And we're like, look, let's not push it. Because it's very traumatic what just happened. But when we went in to, like, get their releases, because they have to sign a release, I thought no one would sign, but they were so relieved. No, what they just saw was fake, and this is a movie that they were happy to sign.
That's another thing I wanted to ask you, is you make these people, for the most part, angry, and then go back to them and go, hey, can we use that in a movie? Did anyone turn you down?
That's a whole art, you know, like getting people to sign. And, yeah, every time someone won't sign. We got most everyone to sign, but there were a few that didn't sign and some that were great reactions. They're heartbreaking when that happens. But it's just when you're doing pranks on the public, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if they're going to sign afterwards, and it's the hardest thing we do.
Can you still air it if you blur out their face, or can you not use any part of it?
You can if they're just kind of background and they don't sign, you can blur their face. But if they're one of the main people in it and they don't sign, then you can't use it.
No.
Johnny Knoxville on the phone talking about his film Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa in theaters everywhere all over the country today. How did you like, Johnny, being able to walk around as a pretty famous person and kind of be anonymous? When you're Bad Grandpa, you can go anywhere and do anything and people don't know it's you.
So much fun, because like you said, I can't prank the public anymore as me. But when I'm in makeup, especially in an old man makeup,
people think old people are harmless, and they just give you such a wide berth. They have a little cute 8-year-old boy with you, a little assassin at that. I mean, everyone's...
Oh, it's cutting in and out. You there?
Rough start, rough finish. That's what we like. That's the good thing about the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's like sex.
We go in week and we leave week. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay, good.
All right.
We lost you for a second.
I'm sure this connection is going to die any minute. Let me just ask you, because I want you to give some props to Jackson Nicholl, the little actor that plays Billy. How'd you find this kid, and how unbelievable is he to be able to be your cohort in crime here?
I've never seen a kid like this. He's absolutely fearless. I met him on a movie called Fun Size, and all he did was insult me and hit me in the zipper the whole movie.
Oh, shoot.
Johnny Knoxville, Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa, in theaters everywhere today. Always a pleasure to have half a conversation with Mr. Knoxville. Go see the movie, kids. And listen, we're going to hang up on Mr. Knoxville, and we're going to open up the phone lines for you at 1-800-520-1067. A lot of giveaways today. Giving away lots of free stuff. And right now, it's a pair of passes to Stan Lee's Kamikaze. This is the comic book convention you've been hearing about. We've been giving away tickets all week, November 1st through the 3rd at the Los Angeles Convention Center. What are we looking for this hour, Kevin?
We are looking for people who are fans of superhero movies.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
We're looking for.
1-800. All right, fans. Sorry, go ahead.
1-800. You go.
Yep.
Just tell me what you think, but in my opinion, our interview with Johnny Knoxville may be the best we've ever done.
We're sending it over to the Museum of Television Radio.
That's correct.
Speak.
That's correct.
Look, guys, there are people tuning in right now who didn't hear
That's what I'm saying.
For them, it was great.
That's what I'm saying. Let's just act like it went well.
Okay, let's act like that.
Hey, Cousin Sal talks NFL Week 8 coming up in about 50 minutes. But first, Ralph Garman is here because he and his fellow geeks are going to be converging on the L.A. Convention Center November 1st through the 3rd. It's Stan Lee's Kamikaze. What's this game called?
Kamikaze! Can't wait for this event. This is called Superhero Movies.
Can you name that superhero movie? Can you name that superhero movie? Can you name? Can you name? Can you name that superhero movie?
All right, so...
Can you name that superhero movie?
Okay, we will be...
Can you name that superhero movie? Can you name?
Right.
Can you name? Can you name that superhero movie?
So what I'll be doing is
Can you name that superhero movie? Oh, can you name a superhero movie?
I'll be playing a clip.
The movie is about a superhero.
Right, I think we...
Can you name it?
We've established the rules of the game.
We made the mistake yesterday of telling Omar that maybe his intros don't need to be quite so long.
Yeah.
And so now they are twice as long.
It's a pretty easy game. I will play for you a clip from a classic or modern superhero movie. All you need to do is listen carefully to the clip and then identify which movie it is. Now, keep in mind, some of these films are franchises. There may be several movies that make up the franchise of...
So they need to say which specific one?
We need to know which film we're talking about here when we play the clip.
Okay.
So it might not be as easy as you think.
Before anyone asks, we just play the clip one time, right?
Just the one time. So listen carefully when we get you on the line to name your superhero movie.
Should we start with the women or end with the women?
We had a woman, and then you hung up on her.
I did not.
Yes. Line 7 was a woman that you hung up
on. Let's start with Caesar. Hi, Caesar.
Hey,
hello.
Guys. Good morning.
Hi. Caesar, I'm going to play for you a clip of a superhero movie. You need to identify what film it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Because he knew the human race had the capacity for goodness, he sent us his only son. His name is Kal-El.
If you don't get that, I'm going to hit you in the head.
That's from the trailer for the movie. Not exactly a clip from the movie, but it should give you enough of a hint to say what movie that is.
You know what? My phone sounded really bad. Really not.
Oh, that that's
good,
a shame,
but...
Caesar. You don't even have a guess.
Yeah, take a guess.
Take a guess.
Please. Now.
Superman. He said.
Did he say Superman?
He said Superman.
You are so lucky.
That is right, Caesar. That was a clip from the trailer to the original 1977 Superman
right.
film.
What you missed because your phone cut out was the word Kal-El.
Yeah, that was the giveaway.
Yeah,
thank you, Caesar. Hold on.
You got tickets.
Yep.
All right.
All right,
Daniel. Daniel.
Yes.
This is going to go well.
This is going well, I think.
I think so. playing you a clip from a superhero movie. Name it.
There are aspects of my personality that I can't control. And when I lose control, it's very dangerous to be around me.
I feel like I'm having the same problem the last guy did. I didn't hear crap.
Well, I'm sorry, Daniel.
How about Batman?
No, I'm sorry, sir. It was from The Incredible Hulk. Ed Norton as The Incredible Hulk.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Yep.
All right, Michael. Hope you can hear it. Here's your clip for your superhero movie.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
How much you want?
Half.
Enough from the clown.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight indeed, sir. Well
nice
done, Michael. You got tickets to Kamikaze.
Two
wow,
out of three, Ralph.
Three.
Two out of three.
Yeah,
right.
Not bad.
That's good. Let's go to Henry. Hi, Henry.
Hey, good morning. Can it be?
Hello, Henry. Here is your clip of your superhero movie.
Your encounter with a surfer has affected your molecules. They're in a constant state of flux and will cause you to temporarily switch powers with Sue.
That was it?
That was it.
That was it.
The Fantastic Four?
Wow. Which one?
Silver Surfer one.
There you go. All right, we'll take that. Rise of the Silver Surfer. Yeah, well done, sir. You got tickets to Kamikaze.
What's the name of this game again, you guys? I forgot.
Oh, we don't have time for that. Okay. I could never get back to the clips in time if I... Tim, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Tim, here's your superhero movie clip.
He saved my life twice, and I've never even seen his face. You are amazing.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, indeed. That's correct. Well done. You got tickets.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
How many more pairs do we have? Just the one left, right?
It's The Amazing Spider-Man. Yes.
Actually, no. It's actually from Spider-Man.
Oh, it is.
Amazing
Spider-Man the wrong
with
list.
The remake. The names on this list are dubious. I should have probably given them the once-over before we gave it out to you guys.
All right. Francisco, hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hey, Francisco, I like your energy, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're my boy.
Let's do this.
We have one pair left.
Here's your
we'll be able to withstand virtually anything. It's called adamantium. You're going to have to embrace the other side. Become the animal.
That's X-Men Origins Wolverine!
Yeah! Woo! 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 Francisco! Woo! Congratulations, you're going to Stan Lee's Kamikaze. That was superhero movies!
Can you name that superhero movie? Can you name that superhero movie? Can you name that superhero movie?
Cousin Sal. Grantland.com is where he writes about football. You can see him weeknights at 11:35 with his real-life cousin on ABC with Jimmy Kimmel Live. And he talks football with us, in this case, NFL weekend number 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show on Friday mornings. Hey, Sal, how are you, buddy?
What's happening, fellas? How are you?
You know, I always hear so much about parity in football, but as I'm taking a look at some of your picks for this weekend, it seems like this year in particular, there's a lot of disparity. Aren't there some teams like way up here and then a whole bunch of teams like just right at the bottom? It's hard to believe they're all playing the same sport.
Yeah, it is hard. And, you know, first of all, I was 0-3 last week, and I was really hoping to have a bad connection like Knoxville and every other person called in today. I'm the Halloween spooks of pigskin prognosticators. But, unless you're the Chiefs, no one wants to play top-shelf football 2 weeks in a row, and it's hard to get a gauge on anything. And a lot of it has to do with the quarterback play. But here's what I learned. Bet against the Jaguars. Bet against the Buccaneers. Every week. Even with the spread, those teams are dismal, and you'll make money or push if you just play the same two teams every week and don't get greedy.
Well, at least you're going to get one right this week because you do have the Jaguars, the hapless Jacksonville Jaguars, playing against the excellent San Francisco 49ers. Now, do I read this correctly that you're taking the 49ers minus the line of 16.5?
Yeah, I would take 60.5. I mean, this game's in London, and the poor royal baby has to be subjected to Jaguars football. It's not good for development, I don't think. The 49ers have scored at least 31 points in 4 straight games. The Jags don't score that in 4 years. They get outscored by double digits every week. I don't care if this game's in London, Jacksonville, Uranus, Middle Earth, Beans Bungalow in Norway. This is a blowout, fellas. 27-6, 49ers win.
By the way, we're doing everything we can to make sure the United Kingdom does not embrace football with the quality of the games that we're sending this year. Remember, we also sent them Pittsburgh, Minnesota a few weeks ago as well.
Exactly. It's the Boston Tea Party, part two. We're just throwing more at them. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of the Vikings, they are playing against their mortal enemies, the Packers. How's this one going to go, Sal?
Well, you guys are going to hate this, Kevin especially, I think. I feel that NFL teams don't usually get embarrassed two night games in a row. We saw the Vikings on Monday night. Maybe that's just in my head. It would seem like it'd be an easy pick to just go with the Packers here. The Vikings are going to keep it close, though. Green Bay's a mash unit. Finley, Cobb, Jones, Matthews, Perry, all key injuries to both sides of the football for them. Christian Ponder returns from Minnesota. Believe it or not, that's a giant upgrade from what they've toyed with this month since his injury. If he can limit his mistakes, you know what? I'm going to say the Vikings win. They've been upset. This is going to be a lot closer than people think. 28-27, Vikings take the 9.5 points.
By the way, speaking of the Packers, how do we live in a world? Is the quarterback situation so dire in the NFL that we live in a world where people seriously are floating the idea of trying to drag Brett Favre out of retirement? Or is that just a gag?
I know. That is ridiculous. And, like, they send a contract over the – you know, I was a lawyer three lifetimes ago. I don't remember. If you text back on a deal memo a picture of your genitalia, does that mean you're – I don't know.
It depends on the shape that you're in.
Yeah.
But if you're excited, yes.
That's true. I guess it does. But it's a weird time in the NFL. The quarterback caliber, it's both at the highest and lowest. It's sort of like, I feel, with TV. You got, like, Breaking Bad, Mad Men, Game of Thrones, Modern Family. Like, 20 years ago, you didn't have any of this. And then you have everything Real Housewife related. You know?
Yeah, right. So, exactly.
Which brings me to my last game, Seahawks over the Rams. Kellen Clemens is the new quarterback for the Rams. He's the Lisa Vanderpump of the batch. I think he's a rookie, but he's actually been in the league 8 years, and in that time's compiled a 20.8 quarterback rating, worse than that of any other quarterback in the NFL in that span. And that number doesn't get any better when you line up against the Seahawks front seven. They rush four guys a lot of the time. They pressure the quarterback 60% of the time, which is astounding. I know you guys don't care, but it is. The Rams are a mess. They're about to get messier. 30-10. Take the Seahawks, give the 11.5.
I care if I'm going to win or lose money, Sal. And last week, you didn't exactly do me favors.
I know. You're right. I'm going to get back on track.
Okay. How rare is it, Cousin Sal, that a team like the Seahawks gets the benefit of playing a Thursday night and then not having to play again until a week from the following Monday? I mean, that's about as well-rested as a club can be during the season.
That is great. And, yeah, if you count this as a game, it's not even – I don't even think it's 10 days. It's really 17 days rest.
All right, 49ers minus 16.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Sorry about that one, England. Vikings over the Packers plus 9.5 and the Seahawks minus 11.5 over the Rams. You can read more from Cousin Sal. He's got a lot of good stuff up at grantland.com week to week. And follow him on Twitter at TheCousinSal. And look for him Monday through Friday nights with his cousin Jimmy Kimmel on ABC Late Night. Thanks, Sal. Have a great weekend.
Take care, folks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
The executive producer of a little TV show called The Walking Dead, Gail Ann Hurd, joins us right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now on a Friday morning. Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
Before I get to the beat, I want to thank the folks who sold us out for Hollywood Babylon this weekend. Tonight we're doing Hollywood Babylon.
Yay!
At the Hollywood Improv on Melrose. We're all sold out, but I did put aside a pair of tickets. Two pair of tickets. How about that? To tonight's show, in case you wanted to go and you tried to buy tickets and you couldn't get them, put a couple aside just for such an emergency. So I want to thank everybody for selling us out by giving away some tickets right now to Hollywood Babylon with me and Kevin Smith. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. The first two callers who get through will get a pair of tickets. See tonight's show at the Improv on Melrose. This is bad news. NBC, who famously recast the classic old cop show Ironside with Blair.
When does that start?
With Blair Underwood. That's been on, Kevin.
Oh.
It's been on, I don't know, 3 or 4 episodes, I guess they showed before they canceled it. You know, it was an ill-conceived idea. I mean, really, to take an old, dusty, moldy show from the 70s that really was just sort of marginally good, even for its own era, and then try to reboot it by just simply plugging in an African-American star and thinking that would be enough to garner people's attention. A bad idea, NBC.
It was also a surprise to me, because usually you reboot these old franchises because there's some goodwill left for the name and for the concept. There weren't a lot of people sitting around missing Ironsides.
Oh, I can't wait to see a guy in a wheelchair fight crime again. Nobody said that. So NBC canceled it, but I guess they learned their lesson because yesterday they announced they are rebooting Murder, She Wrote with African-American Oscar winner Octavia Spencer as the new Jessica Fletcher. So instead of taking an old, moldy TV show and rebooting it by plugging in an African-American performer, they're taking an old, moldy TV show and rebooting it by plugging in an African-American actor.
Very different.
Very different. So,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Look forward to the new Murder, She Wrote coming to a TV near you.
That theme was she writes novels, so she helps solve crimes.
She's an eccentric crime book writer, and so she can solve real-life crimes.
Sure.
So it's kind of like Castle.
It's exactly like Castle. Who's already on the air and better? At least Castle took the basic premise and literally changed it for the better. You know,
right.
They updated it. They put in two sexy leads. They've got it's comedy and drama. It's a well-crafted show. Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Hey, look, movies are no better. Fox just announced they are making movies based on websites now.
What?
Yeah. They've bought the rights to three websites they're going to make movies about. The Knot, The Bump, and The Nest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They sound like supervillains.
They do.
Easy, old chum. Tick? It's The Knot, The Bump, and The Nest. These are websites, as you can imagine. The Knot is about wedding planning. The Bump is about pregnancy. And The Nest is about parenting. And so they've just purchased just the names and concepts of the websites, and they're going to develop them into three feature films for the movie theaters.
That's a terrible idea.
If you're a screenwriter listening to this show, BizBeat, right now, aren't you tying a noose around your neck when you've got a stack of original screenplays sitting on your desk that are good and you can't get any traction? But the website, The Knot, you just got a motion picture deal.
Yeah.
It is shocking. I mean, I do feel like one of the best movies ever made is sitting in somebody's desk right now.
Of course it is.
And we'll just never see it. We'll never know about it because The Knot is being made.
So it's one of the best TV shows, but it can't make room because Murder, She Wrote's on the schedule.
When is The Bump on?
I'm going to go see The Bump in 3D, IMAX. Can't wait for The Bump.
These are your people, Ralph.
How dare you?
Kevin and I are not in show business.
That's right.
You are.
This
is your people making these bad decisions.
I'm not calling any shots.
You need to call a meeting, and you need to have a word with some people.
I need to get the vice president of show business on the phone right now.
Yes, you do.
Conversation.
Something's got to be done.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Katy Perry's 29 years old today. Adam Goldberg is... All right, fellas. Okay. My wife said to me recently... I don't get the Katy Perry thing. I don't think she's attractive. And
what was your response?
When I went back to pick her up after I threw her out of a moving car, and I calmed down, I said, what? Yeah, I just don't think she's that attractive.
Women, huh?
You with me, fellas?
Women.
Adam Goldberg.
Lisa May, your thoughts on Katy Perry?
She's attractive.
Another one.
Just send me to the moon.
She's smoking hot.
How could you improve upon her?
That. I don't know. What? There's something just a little hard about her.
Yes, I'm hard about me, too.
I don't know how you could make Katy Perry better. If you had the opportunity to change something, I don't know what you would do.
That skin, those eyes, that hair, those boobs,
and
the personality.
She has eyes.
She's
awesome.
Big blue ones.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I got big blue ones, too, by the way.
Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers, 52 years old. Nancy Cartwright, voice of Bart Simpson, is 56. Ed Robertson of Bare Naked Ladies, 43 years old today.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me.
Remember we did Bare Naked Ladies at your house?
I do remember that.
Remember that? We did a live broadcast with the Bare Naked Ladies from some guy's house.
It was on a lake. By a lake.
It was down in Orange County. Lake Forest, I think. On Lake Forest. Is there a Lake Forest? I think there is.
It was bizarre.
And we did it in his backyard. And he had like 10 friends. And we had a barbecue. And Bare Naked Ladies played in his house. And we broadcast from there.
I'm trying to forget that part of it.
That was fun. That was a fun day. Ed Robertson, guitarist and now lead singer of that band, is 43. And Craig Robinson, not to be confused with Ed Robertson, or more importantly, not to be confused with Craig Wilson.
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson?
That's what we all said, Lisa.
I like, because she was doubting Craig.
is it Craig Wilson? 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Sunday nights means a lot of things, but it mostly means The Walking Dead. Am I right, guys?
That is correct.
9 o'clock, AMC, The Walking Dead may be having its best season, certainly its most popular season. And let's give all the credit to our next guest. She is the executive producer of The Walking Dead, and she is Gail Ann Hurd, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Gail. How are you?
All right.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
We're having massive phone trouble today. I'm glad to hear your voice.
I don't know what's going on. We're so happy to hear you, Gail. How you been? How are you?
I'm really good. It's a big day today because it's also my birthday.
Oh, look at that.
Happy birthday.
Have been wanting to have you on the show for a long time. You are the first lady of sci-fi, going all the way back to co-writing the Terminator movies. But you have been involved in so many great projects over the years, everything from, you know, Armageddon to the Abyss to Dick, my favorite movie and favorite movie title, and just dozens and dozens and dozens of movies. But now you're producing a TV show. Like, why are you slumming with the little people?
You know, actually, The Walking Dead gets me to produce 16 hours of great storytelling in the same time that it would take me to make a quarter of a feature film.
Wow. Wow. When you put it that way. Wow.
So it's much more exciting for a producer. As they say, film is a director's medium and TV is a producer's medium.
And what do you do? Like, is your day-to-day job overseeing The Walking Dead? Do you have a lot of input, or do they just come to you every once in a while when they get to a crossroads and look for your blessing and guidance?
I tend to get involved in as much as possible. So meeting with the writers and going over the arc of the season, which includes not only the plot, but each of the characters, where they're going, doing notes on all the scripts. I'm at all the mixes where we put the sound and the music together. I approve all the clips that are shown, both on The Walking Dead and The Talking Dead, approve music. It really is pretty extensive.
Would you guess that when you show up at the writer's meeting, A, they're happy to see you, B, oh no, here we go again?
Probably both. But I tend to bring cupcakes.
Okay, all right.
So they always have smiles on their faces.
Sweet.
When I initially arrive, anyway.
Not so much when you leave. So you, as I understand it, have been a fan of The Walking Dead comic book for a long time, right? So you have a vested interest as a fan. And what's that like as a producer to kind of be able to guide the show and the characters in the direction that you, as a fan, would love to see?
You know, that's the great thing about our staff, is that we're fans, and to be able to work with Robert Kirkman, the creator, every day is such a treat. And I think that is one of the reasons the show's been a success, is that we're all fans first, and we want to make sure that we celebrate The Walking Dead in a way that not only we love, but it seems like fans everywhere have, mm-hmm. you know, embraced as well.
You know, it's funny because, you know, we've had Robert Kirkman on a bunch, and he's just a goofy guy. And out of that comes The Walking Dead, which really is not a goofy show at all.
No, but when you think about it, a lot of the most talented people have the most twisted minds, whether it's someone like Tim Burton.
Yeah.
You know, they're funny, interesting people, and it's amazing what their nightmares are that they get to share with us.
Right. This is the voice of Gail Ann Hurd. She is executive producer of The Walking Dead, which, of course, airs Sunday nights at 9 on AMC. Look, there's success on TV, and there's what The Walking Dead is doing, which seems to be rewriting the books as to what's possible on basic cable. Have you guys just been shocked to see what this season has been like ratings-wise, Gail?
Completely. I mean, yeah, our hope was that we wouldn't fall from last season's premiere, or at least, you know, the end of the season finale. But the fact that we're up 30% completely blew our minds. I think we were all speechless. But it's a tribute to our fans, and we have the best fans in the world. I think that they wrestle their friends and family to the ground and force them to watch the show.
That's true. That happens in my house.
I know in my house, and I'm sure in a lot of houses, there are a certain number of people who go, it's a zombie show, I'm not going to like it. And that's when the argument begins, because you have to tell people, yeah, it has zombies in it, but that's not what this show is just about.
Yeah, and I think that's what has allowed the show to grow, is that when the chorus is loud enough that, no, give it a try, people have to at least run the first episode.
Right. Let me ask you this, since you've been a Hollywood insider for so long, why is there not more acclaim from the critics? I mean, week to week, the critics love the show, but in terms of awards, like, where are all your Golden Globes and all your Emmys and all the other stuff that shows like this usually get and deserve?
We like to think they're still coming. that if we persevere long enough, maybe they'll come around. It's happened to other shows that are genre shows. But you know what? The pure pleasure in all of this is making a show for the fans. And if the rest comes, that's icing on the cake.
Gail, you're going to be a guest on The Talking Dead this Sunday night. We'll see you on our TVs after The Walking Dead. Who else are you on the panel with? Do you know?
It's Marilyn Manson and Jack Osborne.
All right. So it's the Halloween edition of The Talking Dead, basically.
It is. I guess I need to come in costume.
What they're saying to you is, you're scary, Gail. That's why we need you on this show.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that I'm scarier than Marilyn Manson?
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. is there anything you could tell us about Sunday night's episode?
Well, it's called Isolation. We've already been infected. Now we are putting people in isolation. And as we've seen, there'll be zombies there.
Yeah. there's zombies inside the jail.
And outside.
Yeah.
Nowhere is safe.
Are we going to find out who's feeding the zombies this week?
We might.
A yes or no, ma'am.
There is not in my world.
Boy, you guys really have done a great job of laying down the law. What, do you like threaten to electrocute people that speak out of turn? Because we're never able to get anything out of anybody on this show.
Well, the truth is, the fans keep telling us they actually don't want spoilers.
Yeah, we do and we don't. I'm dying to know, but I don't want to know before.
So we're caught between a rock and a hard place.
Right. Well, keep doing exactly what you guys are doing, because the show is just thrilling every week, and you must be so proud to be a part of it. And I know you have a couple of other shows that we don't have time to get into now that you are working on. They're going to be coming on TV next year, and I hope we can have you back and maybe have you come in and talk some more with you, Gail.
Would love that. And in the meantime, so glad you guys are fans and that your listeners are too. It's we do have the best fans in the world, and it's a real tribute to all of you that we get to do this every week.
AMC, yeah. 9 o'clock, Sunday night. If you're not there, you're no friend of ours.
Happy birthday, Gail.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
I don't have enough TV to watch. I need more TV channels because I don't have enough room on my DVR for the ones I watch.
When a new network is unveiled, don't you guys want to see it? I do.
I'm underwater. As it is.
Right, Lisa. We have too much TV to watch.
I can't take one more network.
We don't
Stop
need
it.
Revolt or OBGYN or whatever it is you're looking
RT.
To get. Yes, we don't need any of that.
I'm just saying I'd like to have the option to watch those
you don't
if
have
there's
to watch
something
everything.
On. I know
he
I don't
does,
have to watch
though.
Everything.
He
what
does.
If there's something awesome on Revolt? Like, what if they come out today and say they're doing some awesome special that I want to see and I can't get it because I don't have it on direct TV?
I guarantee you nothing awesome is happening on Revolt.
You don't know, man.
That is a personal guarantee from me, Radio's Ralph Garman.
It's a pretty good guess, though. It's a
no,
better guess
it's
than
a personal
something
guarantee.
Fantastic. Mike, come on.
I don't know. I'm guaranteed they don't have the history of the vulva. Happening okay. over there on Revolt TV. You're not going to watch that
special. But
couldn't
you have said that about any new channel? There was a time when you didn't have AMC, for instance. Thank God you do now. I'm
but
just saying.
But it existed for like 3 or 4 years before it got good.
Yeah, and
it
you know what? They showed lots
something.
Of Highlander movies. That's basically what they showed over and over again.
How many TVs do you think Bean has on at one time?
Oh,
probably like
imagine.
4 or 5?
I think he probably looks like a Bond villain where there's a wall full of just about 50 screens, with all different programming on it. And he sits in a giant swivel like egg-shaped
shaped chair stroking a white cat, just punching buttons, just flicking from channel to channel. That's how I envision him, like a Nehru jacket, and it's very creepy, I'm sure.
Look, we must know a guy. Somebody's got to be able to get us Revolt TV on DirecTV.
You don't need
That's
it!
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying I want it.
Right, you're saying you want it. We're saying you don't need it.
Saying move right. on. It's just television.
By the way, speaking of DirecTV, do any of the Kevin and Bean listeners work for DirecTV? I have a personal problem that I need some help with. Could somebody email me that works for DirecTV?
You got a lot of personal problems you need help with.
No, I'm serious. If there's
whoever
somebody
you are, you're not trained to deal with the problems Bean has.
Whoever if you are, run now in the opposite direction. Do not get involved. Do not engage.
This would be the worst move of your career.
You will suffer.
Use my power for evil, but I'm putting out the plea here for a Kevin and Bean listener that works for DirecTV that can help me with a serious DirecTV programming problem.
Don't get sucked in.
Email me at bean@krock.com. That's all I'm saying.
Employee of DirecTV, if you can hear the sound of my voice, do not get sucked into this. This is the trail of Reese's Pieces that leads to the back of the white paneled van with the duct tape and the ether. I'm trying to warn you. And if you don't heed my warning,
bad things will happen to you. That's true. Ralph's giving you some good advice.
Let it be on your head, whatever happens to you next.
That's right.
Just say it. Just use a little.
We're not going to look for you in the woods. That's what we're saying.
Hugh Jackman's not going to be out there looking for you in trash heaps.
Time for the showbiz beat now with Ralph Graham, I guess.
You guessed after all these years? Let's take a look at the Billboard Top 100, shall we? Lords Royal staying on the top of the 100 for the fourth week in a row. Congratulations. I love that song. I think she's great, and I think that song is great.
Yep.
I do, too. I've heard it now.
Don't look at me, Sparky. You're the one pressing the buttons over there.
But you have to understand that for Kevin, that song has now been out long enough, Ralph, that it qualifies as an oldie.
That's true.
So he has to hate it.
Well, it's too old. What do you have new? What's new now?
It was too old. I just said I've heard it.
What's loud and old and new? What are they going to play on the party bus this
Kevin
weekend?
Only listens to songs that have come out in the last 10 days.
Katy Perry's Roar. The second.
No thanks to Lisa.
Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. Wake Me Up, Avicii. Hold On, We're Going Home with Drake. Number 6 in the Billboard Top 100.
So far, so good. Now what?
This is number 6?
Yeah.
The Fox, Yelvis. Number 6 in the Top 100.
What I'm talking about.
Isn't that nuts? Rap God by Eminem debuted at number 7 this week. Holy Grail by Jay-Z featuring Justin Timberlake is 8th. Applause by Lady Gaga was 9th, and Blurred Line still hanging in the top 10. Robin Thicke. Other new entries in the top 100 at number 29, Allison Gold. Allison Gold with
a
top 100 hit.
Allison Gold.
Oh, maybe you're more familiar with the song by its title, Chinese Food.
After falling, I go clubbing. Then I'm hugging. Then I'm hungry.
This is the song you're referring
to? That's
it. She's smelling Chinese food.
That's a thing.
I would like anyone who ever said the 80s was the worst decade for pop music ever to call the 80s up and sincerely apologize.
And use Fridays when and Chinese food.
We live in a Friday, Thanksgiving, and Chinese food world. Do the right thing.
That song is clearly the worst song ever, but yes. Is she a better or worse singer, in your opinion, Ralph, than Rebecca Black was?
Who can tell?
Same.
There's so much auto-tuning going on. Who knows if anybody can sing?
Could be the same person, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Although the Friday girl whined a little bit more.
She didn't worry me. I'm here.
From Jump Street, that song has problems. The girl says, after bowling, I go clubbing, then I'm hugging. What kind of day is this 13-year-old having where she's going from the bowling alley to the clubs, then she's just hugging random people. Then she gets hungry and starts kicking trash cans in the video. It's insane.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
It's on its way to number one. You guys know it.
It does sound like they recorded the draft, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like before they
some
really
placeholder started... words.
Right.
More idle gossip and unconfirmed rumors. Looks like Minka Kelly and Chris Evans have broken up.
Oh,
come on. That's a lovely couple right there. That's the sex tape you want to see.
Right.
Yeah. Those two hot people.
That's the couple that should be having kids, not everybody else.
Yeah. They dated back in 2007, then they parted ways, and then they got back together last year in 2012, and apparently it looks like they're on the outs again. That's a shame. I was hoping they'd make beautiful babies together.
Ralph, you may not remember this, but at the height of my obsession with Friday Night Lights, we had Minka Kelly scheduled to do an interview on the program.
Oh, yeah, and she found you were creepy?
And then she canceled somehow. But yeah. You guys didn't tell me. So you guys got me all pumped up and excited to talk to Minka Kelly. And then we went to the phone and it was you on the other end of the phone. Hi, Pete. Really big fan of this. Happy to be here. Yeah, thanks for supporting my show.
I forgot about that.
It was the biggest boner killer of all time.
That was awesome.
Nice work to you.
I was all excited about talking to my girlfriend.
That was good time.
You ruined it.
Who was the girl that we had in the studio? We called Bean up on vacation and hung up on him. Do you remember? Who was that?
Allison Brie.
Allison Brie. That's right. Yeah, that was a good one, too.
And Weird Al, I think.
Yeah, Weird Al.
Yeah, you guys, that was a good one, too.
Tortured me a lot. Here's a little of Allison, you guys. Do we have time?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Is this Bean Baxter?
It is.
It's Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean Show here.
We have Allison Brie here.
Hi, Bean.
Oh, we must have lost the connection. Oh. Damn these phones.
I always hate it when that happens.
These are the most unpredictable phones here at the studio.
Did you hear how excited
he was? That's awesome.
Lisa May enjoyed that a little too much for my taste,
by
the way.
We all did.
Bean was just about to go,
I love you so much.
Click.
She's only been in when Bean is gone, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
I've talked to her two or three times.
I've talked to her on the phone before, but yeah, she comes in, I'm never around.
Could it be Troubles over there where they're making the new Star Wars movie, Star Wars Episode 7? I don't think, it sounds like there are Troubles, but I think we're actually going to benefit in the long run.
Okay.
Because the original guy who was supposed to write the script, the guy who wrote Toy Story 3, has been relieved of his screenwriting duties.
Ooh.
They have decided things weren't working out, so he has moved on to other projects. The people who have taken over, J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan.
All right.
Kasdan wrote Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, as well as Raiders of the Lost Ark. Guy knows his way around a franchise.
Okay.
And that J.J. Abrams kid, I think he's got a future, too. He's got a movie or two in him.
Yeah.
So those guys are decided they're going to write the screenplay themselves, I think. I think it was a win-win for everybody, except, of course, for the guy who got fired. Not so much a win for him.
What a bummer, too. You're working on the new Star Wars, and now you're not.
The man. I'm going to write the next Star Wars movie.
Hey, you know that thing about writing the next Star Wars movie?
Hey, Bill, can we have a conversation with you for a second?
Not so much of that.
Yeah, security's got your stuff in a box. Today's celebrity birthdays, the lovely, lovely, and talented Katy Perry is 29 years old today. No matter what my wife and Lisa may say.
No, we're just saying she's fine.
She's so much
she's
more than
fine.
Fine.
I don't
so
accept
much
that
more
she's
perfectly fine.
Fine,
and we're happy.
Not
that
perfectly
you love
fine.
Her.
She is way hot.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
Yes.
I've come to the conclusion that we do not need girls' approval for our love of Katy.
You don't. Enjoy.
Don't try to tell me what my penis thinks, all right? Adam Goldberg's 43 years old today. Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers. And, of course, the upcoming Anchorman 2. He is 52 years old today.
Different guy. Not Will Ferrell. Chad Smith.
Chad Smith is the one in the Dodge Durango commercials, though, right?
Nope. That's right. That's good.
Okay.
That's Will Ferrell as well.
Bitchin'. Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson for lo these many years, 56 years old. Ed Robertson, guitarist and now lead singer for the Bare Naked Ladies, is 43 years old. And Craig Robinson, not to be confused with Ed Robertson, Craig Robinson of The Office is 42 years old today. Remember when we had him on April Fool's Day,
our big charity comedy show?
All I remember is one of us was drunk.
I don't remember that show.
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson? I may be a little drunk.
Maybe why I don't remember the show.
Maybe.
No recollection.
Before we say goodbye for the weekend, let me give away our last remaining pair of tickets to participate in the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino 20K Poker Play.
Yay!
the big annual poker tournament there at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. Kevin and I participate each and every year. We're doing so again this year, Thursday, November the 14th is the night. It's all going to happen. It's $20,000 worth of prize money. Top 10 finishers in the tournament will each get a piece of that $20K. It used to be 10. Now they've doubled the prize money. There is no buy-in. Doesn't
what?
Cost you a thing. Doesn't cost you a thing to get
what?
Into the tournament. Not a thing. Not one red cent. It is free for you to get into the tournament.
What?
KROQ.com is where you go to sign up for your spot to play. However, if you'd like to play at my table, because Kevin and I do play each and every year at the tournament, we don't get to win any money, but we get to play. Sit with me at my table right now, 1-800-520-1067.
They have to go sit at the table right now?
Yes, go there right now.
That
Wait
seems
for me.
Harsh.
I'll see you on the 14th of November. Order me a drink. Want a cold one waiting for me when I get there. Yeah, call and you'll sit with me. 1-800-520-1067. First caller through.
Say what?
Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have a secret show with Arcade Fire. We will start giving away tickets for that.
What?
Monday morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Have a great weekend.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
How incredibly precious is that?
Roll another one.
God's watching you.
Just like the other one.
Yeah, leather is so kinky.
This seems to be a house fit.
That's alleged.
I need another hit.
This dog can take it off the internet. Quick.
Sure. Send a paparazzi at him. Send a paparazzi at him. That's what they do that. Get him locked up. Blah, blah, blah. Yep, yep, yep. That's what's going to happen.
Roll, roll.
All right.
Another one.
Do you get paid more if they do stuff to your butt?
Just like the other one.
What if we rape Kevin?
This one seems to be about today.
Banned by the FCC.
I don't have another cent.
I wish to complain in the strongest possible terms about the song which you have just broadcast.
The numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Just pass it around.
Why can't people marry dogs?
What stuff did you do in Slither?
It's over. It's over. I hope you understand, but even if you don't, it's over.
It's over. It's over. It's over.
This is disappointing again.
It's over.
We came. We won. We saw. We are.
What?
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's how we do.